Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 407 for October 2019. And I want to welcome all of you back to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. If you're returning listeners, thank you for being around. And if you're new to the show, well, welcome. We've been around since 2005, recording a podcast for travel professionals and providing information, hopefully information that's useful to your business. And we really enjoy doing that. Well, at the present time, I am recording this segment of the show, the introduction of the show, while we're down here in southern Indiana along the Ohio River. We're near a town called Vevey. Actually, it's V-E-V-A-Y, and I think the locals around here pronounce it Vevey, but I would say it's Vevey, but what do I know? Anyhow, we are enjoying a short stay here and then proceeding on down to Florida for the winter, our Florida home down in Jensen Beach. So we're traveling folks here at this time. And Laureen is facing a bit of a different challenge. She is in Windsor, California. And those of you that know Laureen and have listened to the show for a long time, she's a proud resident of Sonoma County. And Sonoma County is suffering the wildfire situation right now, and Maureen's town of Windsor has been evacuated, and it's been evacuated since October 26th, I believe, is when they issued the evacuation order, so Maureen is not at home. In fact, she's in Petaluma, I think is where she's at, and she's volunteering at a kitchen to help feed those people that are displaced. You know, as Laureen is, she's always giving herself to other people, which is a wonderful thing, and I want to thank Laureen for that. And I want to wish Laureen and Gail all the best in the fires as they go through those, and hopefully nothing will be damaged for them, and they can return safe and sound to their own home, not damaged. So, all the best there. Well, anyhow, we are proceeding with part two of our interview with Salmon Berry Tours. And in this segment, we're going to be talking a little bit more about what Salmon Berry offers and how to design tours for your clients and how to give your clients the best experience possible if they're traveling to Alaska. So you will want to take note of this show and grab a pencil and paper. I think you're going to find it interesting. And this is part two once again. Actually, part two, not once again, but just part two. Anyhow, if you'd like to drop me an email, you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home Base Travel Agent Show. So without much more ado here, I want to get started on the second part of our Salmon Berry interview, and that's where we're going to jump to right now. So here we go. Welcome back to the interview portion of the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And this is part two of our recording with Mandy Garcia from Salmon Berry Tours. And what I'm doing here is I'm setting up the next interview segment with Mandy. And when we get into Mandy's portion of the interview, she asks, or she goes back to a question that Laureen asked. And what I'm going to do now is play that portion of the show where Laureen makes a statement. And then right after that, Mandy gets into the answer or back into the topic. So here we go.
As a travel professional, when you are sending people to Alaska, sometimes it's easy to just go, oh, just do an inside passage. That's the easiest way. It's not complicated. Or if they want to book an excursion, book it with the cruise, and let's just do the land person. Yeah, just attach to some cruise line, make it easy. That may not necessarily be your client's dream vacation. That might be an easy job for a travel agent, but it may not be what the client wants.
Going back to something that Laureen touched upon just a little bit ago, she said, you know, sometimes it is way easy just to say, okay, there's the cruise, there's the land. I'm just going to click through this. And this will give the guest a good overview of Alaska. And that's totally true. It is a great overview of Alaska, especially if those guests are looking for that group experience. But if you have the guest that's looking to even, you know, do that cruise or just come up for the land, flying into Anchorage and starting from the Anchorage airport and spending a couple days in Anchorage and then going to venture out, I mean, you really, it could be easy for you as well. It's just knowing how many days you want, even knowing a budget, just a ballpark. What was the last trip that you went on? And that way we can kind of formulate an itinerary. And it could be as easy as clicking the cruise ship option and the land option. So Homer is accessible. It is. These off the beaten path are doable in an easy way if we have those first three questions answered. How many days? What are you interested in? Who's all traveling?
Exactly. And I believe there's only one cruise line that stops in Homer. Is that right? Is it the Holland America on the 2-week trip?
Yeah, that's right. And the Alaska Center for Coastal Studies, Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies is a really nice program with the ship. Rainbow Tours is a nice program with the ship. Both of those are great partners of ours. And they have, even Homer Ocean Charters, which does fishing trips, they have adjusted their schedules to meet with the ship timing. But, you know, you're only in town for a couple hours on that boat. And so, that's a round trip Seattle, 14-day round trip Seattle, where if you were to be able to come up here and you could even dock in Seward. So if you did a northbound cruise that ended in Seward, you could then, there's a rental car in Seward, or they could do a tour and transfer up to Anchorage, maybe do a day trip to fly up to see Denali National Park and back. Then they could go down to Seward, or go down to Homer. So there's lots of different ways to incorporate Homer if it is a cruise tour. It's just, mm-hmm. It will add, just when you're looking at when you're looking at Homer, add one more night. So the guest says, oh, I have this many nights, just add one more night and we can get mm-hmm. Homer in there.
Right. When we were there, we stayed three nights and it still mm-hmm. wasn't enough. As you know, we took a boat over to Sildovia mm-hmm. and spent the day there. What a great little town.
Yeah, it is a really fun town. I mean, they have different festivals, and this is another really neat way to create travel itineraries. Especially if you have folks that are interested in that local feel, is taking a look at the dates, and we'll take a look at the different, you know, maybe in the back of our heads, we'll be like, oh, you know what? The salmonberry contest is going on, this food contest where the locals will bring in sweet and savory dishes, and it's judged. And it was quite fun. And there were guest judges from within the Wild Adventure Lodge, the Kutka Bay Lodge. Kirsten Dixon was there with her daughter Mandy, and they were the judges. And there was some really great food, local food. And then, of course, the judges got a taste, and then they opened it up for the audience to have some samples of all these yummy salmonberry-inspired recipes. They also have a chainsaw competition where they've got different artists. Actually, there was even an artist from the Lower 48 that came up this year. And the chainsaw carvings in Sildovia are absolutely breathtaking. It's crazy what kind of art is on display in Sildovia. And it's a small town, and it's quiet, and it makes you stop and breathe and think. And it's a great little seaside town.
It was wonderful. And one of the things you mentioned about the chainsaw contest is we saw some of them that were there, and I think I sent Barry some pictures. They were, oh my God, the details. To think the fact that somebody did this with a chainsaw is absolutely amazing. So
yeah, the one and, that we, you know, we had guests go for the chainsaw competition, and none of them were chainsaw artists. So I do want to say that, like, these folks were not, they didn't take this package because it included a chainsaw competition. We were going to Soldovia because it's Soldovia. And then we said, you know what? There's also this chainsaw competition. Well, Soldovia being Soldovia is like, hey, why didn't you guys come on over for our potluck lunch? Oh my goodness. How great is that? All the guests got to sit and chat with the, you know, with the locals and, you know, share some food. There's something that happens when you break bread with someone, you know? And it was a really cool local experience that, you know, if you put it together without, you know, without knowing that detail, but having that detail in there is just really special, and having the relationship. So each community that we partner with, that we visit at Same and Very Tours, we're really conscious about joining the membership organization or the chamber and supporting the community in not just bringing guests there, but being part of the community. So now we are guests when we show up. Our guests are, oh, Same and Very is here. It makes them feel like they chose the right company to travel with.
Right, right. Which is, again, that personal relationship that you have, that you're working with locals, you're working with Alaska businesses, and not, you know, and all due respect, most of the cruises that I send my clients on are going to be mass market. You get in the price range that the clients are for, but it may not be the Alaska experience they want. So wisely, my clients are listening to me now. It's going, hey, come on, let's expand your vacation 5 to 7 extra nights for the cruise. Once they get over the little culture shock about that, about what, I've taken 2 weeks off from work, it's okay. And they're happy with their experience, and they have the memories, they have the time to relax, and they get to experience the beauty of Alaska.
You sell a lot of Alaska cruises, like a lot of travel agents out there, that you're very comfortable selling Alaska cruise. So go back to those travelers, those clients, and say, you remember how amazing it was? Check this out. Let's do something different. And they already trust you because their Alaska cruise is probably awesome, right? mountains, glaciers, wildlife. You can't beat that. So then coming back to an audience, like a client base that you already have that trusts you, saying, what about fall? You could see aurora in August if you come at the end of August. What about, you know, what about winter if you've got that adventurous guest? Or, you know, some people, they're laughing. They're like, oh, I would never send my clients to Alaska in winter. What? I mean, they want to go to a beach. But if you have the client that's next door to somebody that just did that big Galapagos cruise, and all they can talk about is this big Galapagos cruise, right? Do something different. Do something crazy. It's a good bragging tour, right? Oh, I went to Alaska in the winter, and I came back. No, of course, they all come back. But
So, you know, I know that you do the Iditarod package. What is the minimum age for that?
Oh, you know what? That is an adult tour. Thank you for asking. That is an adult tour. It's created for adults. We don't have children in mind when we created that package, but I do have a family field trip package around the Iditarod. And that was intentionally, purposefully crafted with kids in mind. And the kids could range, but it really would be great for like that middle schooler age, anywhere from 9 to 12, 13, 14, 15. Last winter, we had a family of 4 with, the daughters were 12 and 14, and they just had an absolute blast. And the tour guide, you know, say 2 families are traveling together and they have younger kids. Well, we can take that family field trip package and we can bring that, you know, that educational piece of it for the kids. We can bring it down into like a 7 or 8 year old level. It's also great for aurora viewing, because when we go up and we do our aurora viewing, we're in a place, we're overnighting in a place that the kids can go to bed at a decent time, so you don't have, you know, crazy kids in the morning, right? But if you do see aurora, you can wake them up and say, hey, check it out, you know, come up, wake up. And the guide is there to kind of explain. We have really cool moon phases of the moon activity on that one. There's a constellation activity. There's a science activity about aurora. So we do have family packages, but not that one. That one would be great for adults. We have a lot of like my mom and I would go on that one. This year we have a lot of mother-daughter, mother-son coming for Iditarod, which is awesome. I love it. And so that's a great one for adult children with their families or couples. A lot of couples go on that one. But it is limited. So our groups are maximum 12, and that's to keep the quality level where we want it to be, and also maintain that local, the ability to do the local activities. Once you go higher than 12, you know, having a presentation at a roadhouse becomes really difficult, the more people you have. So, and I don't want to sacrifice those things that make the trip so special. And so maximum number is 12 people. And we will, if you do have kids, what we'll do is we'll create an alternative. That's the best part about the packages, is if you say, you know, I really love this Iditarod package. I have a 3-year-old. What can I do? Or I have a 5-year-old. Last year we had a family with a 5-year-old, and what we did was we took what the pieces of the package she really loved, the mom really loved, and we created a package just for her and her family that family member was still there. It was a partially escorted package, and we were still there, but they were able to have a really nice family vacation and not keep a 5-year-old up till 2 or 3 in the morning.
Got it. No, that's perfect. To know that you have the ability to be that flexible, right? Mm-hmm. That you can do that sort of thing really creates
another
ability.
Yeah, and another really great thing to add, just so everyone out there hears it from me, is that a lot of times when we have these great custom trips, it will take us longer than putting together like a 2-night Denali or 4-night Anchorage trip. So we do need a little more time to put those together, but when they do get put together, they're ready for the client to sign off on.
Okay, excellent. Hey, Barry, I know you're there in the background. Is there anything you feel we haven't covered?
No, I think you're great. I just wanted to mention the first time that we had you guys on, Salmonberry, was back in 2012. And I think this time around is about the fourth time you've been on. So you've been with us for a long time, seven years. So.
Thank you, Barry.
Yeah. And it's
thank
always
you,
fun.
Thank you.
You guys are a lot of fun, and we really enjoy having you on. It's really interesting too. I was just sitting here thinking that I've got a brother-in-law and sister-in-law, and they're talking about going to Alaska, and I just have to get them to listen to this podcast before they get too far into their plan.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know what, my biggest suggestion for people when they are planning a trip is don't focus on regions. Don't close your mind off of like, I have to go visit this place. Look for what is your intention to travel? What do you want to do when you're there? Like if your brother-in-law says, I want to kayak to glaciers and I want to go to, you know, and I want to go to Homer. I'm like, oh, you know what? Let's get you to Homer for something else. But if you want to kayak at the face of a glacier, let's get you over to Seward. You know what I mean? So understanding the reason for your travel, like what do you see yourself doing? How do you find yourself in Alaska, right? So How do you find that picture in your head of what you're doing? And we can help kind of interpret that for them.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, another question too, you know, the typical guy question, you know, you transport people around. How do you transport people around?
Oh, yeah, no Alaska itinerary is complete without riding on the railroad at least once. So I love putting the Alaska Railroad into our itineraries. But in our Salmonberry tours, on our day trips from Anchorage or even our multi-day travel itineraries, we travel in Sprinter vans. They're the high-top Sprinter vans. Everybody's got their own seats. They're super comfortable. We have water and snacks on board. You can walk right up into it. Great for, you know, 16 seats. So we generally will put 12 people, so there's room to move around, right?
Oh, yeah. How far in advance How far in advance does a travel agent need to book someone for one of your tours? Sounds like you guys are busy.
Yeah, we're getting a little busy. I'd say that the trend for the current traveler that I'm noticing is last minute, and we embrace all last minute. Okay. We just need more flexibility when it's last minute. So you can do a last minute getaway to Alaska. If you see that epic airfare deal, you're like, I got to jump on that, do it. But ideally we would want, you know, 6 months out. So to start at least, you know, 9 months out to start thinking about what you're doing, especially getting deposits down and holding rooms between 6 and 9 months would be great.
Okay.
So one of the things also that I wanted to mention, was there a little bit of a transition purchase that you can talk about?
Candace.
Yeah.
Yeah, Candace is the happy owner of the Copper Whale Inn now. So if your guests are flying into Anchorage and need somewhere to lay their head, we've got some pretty awesome Alaskan hospitality over at the Copper Whale Inn. It's right in downtown Anchorage near, the best eateries, right? Snow City Cafe is across the street. And all the little shops are there. It's real convenient to the train station. But the Copper Whale Inn is a boutique style, and it fits with Salmonberry really nicely. And so Candace is currently remodeling the rooms. I'm really excited. So call us for rates for sure.
Exactly. And I can tell you from personal experience, having spent time with Candace, one of the rooms theme will be mermaids.
Yes. She wants to do all themed rooms, which is super fun. And it's going to have, you know, a little nod to the fact that it's a historic building, but we're bringing it into some fun and some fun themes. That's for sure.
Yeah. And it's great. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, I'm very much of an advocate of this small business. For me, as a travel agent, trying to help other travel agents, my recommendation really is to give your clients the best experience they can possibly have. As Mandy knows, I had clients who went up to Alaska. It was a family. They were celebrating their 20th wedding anniversary. Their daughter was graduating from high school and celebrating 18th. And everyone got on a ship. They went up to Alaska and their plan was not to be on a ship. They just wanted to go to Alaska. And I turned it over to Salmonberry Tours, and they had the best time ever.
Thank you.
And one of the places they kept talking about is because she sent them to Paint of Scots. Remember, they did that. I know mm-hmm. you know who I'm talking about.
Yep.
And they literally had model photos for them to use. The owner said, may we have permission to use your client's photos, because they had a blast.
Yeah, and those little locally owned tours, or, you know, even like a 2-hour, 3-hour experience, it's really hard to find those things. And when we put them in the itinerary, it's with intention. So sometimes we really have to sell the idea to the traveler, because they're like, oh, why would I want to do that on my trip, right? I haven't read about this. And but we're happy to give you those tools to really explain to them why it's in the itinerary. Why was it curated like that? Why was it put there? So, yeah.
Exactly. Barry, I know, God, we could have made two podcasts out of
this. I know.
I'm sorry. but Barry, as we're wrapping up, is there anything that you would like to ask, like to point out, share?
Yeah, I agree. We probably could have made two podcasts out of this, and maybe we'll have to, because I just get the feeling that I'm missing some stories about your visit, Laureen, to Alaska and spending time with Candace and Mandy.
Well, I can make a really good crab boil, so that was super fun. A little local hosted meal when she arrived. That was a lot of fun. But yeah, we should share some stories with you, Barry, for sure.
Yeah, I know you guys spent some time driving, and our intention was to do this interview while you were driving between two points. I'm not sure where you're driving to or from, Laureen says, well, it's too noisy. I'm thinking, too noisy. Maybe all these folks in the car with you are too noisy, or the car is too noisy. I wasn't sure.
it was probably, there's continuous laughter and fun when you travel with us. So oh, yeah.
That's what I was thinking. All right.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'd love to have you back. We always enjoy it.
Thank you so much for having me.
So if this is worth closing out, Miss Mandy, what would be the website you guys would ask people to go check out? That maybe the phone number, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. You can reach us at www.samandberrytours.com or give us a call. We love to chat. Our phone number here is 907-278-3572. And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. If you look up hashtag Find Your Alaska, those are many of the ventures that our guides and our guests have throughout the state of Alaska. So hashtag Find Your Alaska and salmonberrytours.com. Or give us an email at reservations@salmonberrytours.com.
Excellent. Excellent. Barry, if people would like to reach you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, they can reach me at via email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, the initials for the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And Laureen, how about you?
Always the best way to reach me is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued@mac.com. Facebook, we've got my business one, which is sharptongued, and then my personal one, which is usually much more interesting because it's personal versus very grown up and professional, is Laureen. And as always, we welcome people to contact us. If you ever need to learn or need support around how to sell Alaska, please reach out to me. If you ever need to learn how to sell Sonoma County, I am really good at that and will be happy to talk with people about that. In fact, there's a brand new training program about how to sell Sonoma County that maybe I'll have somebody on the air with that soon. That would be another good one. So,
sure, yeah.
Thank you, Miss Mando. Tell Miss Cando that we missed her, but as always, you rocked, woman.
Thank you. I can't wait till next time. Let's make it that it doesn't go 3 years till we chat again. Okay, Barry?
I agree with that. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, once again, thank you, Mandy, for being a great guest on our show. It's always enjoyable to have you on the Home Base Travel Agent Show. And I want to thank Laureen for being our special co-host. And again, wish her and Gail all the best as they go through their experience out there in Windsor, California with the wildfires. You know, if you want to contact Salmon Berry Tours, you can get a hold of them at reservations. And this is the email address, at reservations at salmonberry, salmonberry.com. Or you can give them a phone call at area code 907-278-3572. And they will set you up with some fantastic experiences for your client. I know they will. You know, and as we promote Salmon Berry, we're doing it because we really believe in their service. They're just wonderful people. And I do have to say that neither Lorraine nor I receive any compensation from the guests that we have on our show. We receive nothing in return other than the joy of giving you all the information that we obtain and the joy of having great people like Mandy on our show, which is a lot of fun, and we just enjoy her personality, so she's just a wonderful guest. So I hope you've enjoyed it, and hopefully you'll come back next month for our November show. Boy, that's coming up quick, isn't it? I know we're just escaping winter, but not tonight, but tomorrow night, here where we are, it's going to be below freezing. It's going to be down around 28 degrees, so we're just slipping out under the skin of our winter coats. So anyhow, you can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, or you can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS. And once again, I want to thank you all for listening, and hope you have a great month. I hope you have a great November. And everyone, I hope you travel safe, stay healthy, and we will see you soon.